And now, in color, Tim Burke, Tim DeYoung, Michael Rutger, and William Van Dyke. Well, with this being the first show in the series, we thought we'd really make a day of it.
The train at Platform 4 is for all stations to Margate.
Yeah, instead of staying in the studio, me, Tim and the others are taking the audience on a day out to the seaside.
Excuse me, sorry, yes. 30-year-old mate. The others? Me and Tim and the others?
Yeah, sorry, I meant William and Mike.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think Scott stood on the North Pole and said, look what me and the others have done.
Well, what was that?
No, sorry, what I meant to say was, Will, in for a penny, not likely, Van Dyke, and old Spiky Mikey.
I conquered Everest, and oh, there was this other bloke there as well.
Mr. Community Spirit, who was the one who ended up writing out all our press biographies for the paper then, eh? No one else did do that. Mike was in a decline because he'd run out of Earl Grey. You were trying to tell your nephew what was it, his own trousers.
They were nearly new, Tim,
I couldn't even get a single sensible word out of Tim.
Why?
Because no one ever can, that's why.
Hey, anyone for a game of Keepy Uppy while we're waiting?
Hold on, Tim. Let's see these biographies then. 1. Firthy, age 25, born in Warrington, Cheshire, the North. Started school at 4 in Miss Wood's class. My 7th summer holiday was in the Yorkshire Dales. Age 17, and now has the blue eyes and friendly charm of a Canadian logger. 2. William Van Dyke, age 25. 3.
Is that it? Have we got the tickets yet?
Yeah, good point. Well, go and get the audience's tickets.
Oi, come on, you want tickets? Over here, hurry up. Now, what do you want?
4 adult day returns to Margate, please. And 237 halves.
Are you sure they're all halves?
Well, how old do you have to be for a half?
14.
And how old are you lot?
All right, then. That's 237 quid. Come on!
All right.
Staff announcement. Would all staff on the station please assemble halfway down Platform 3, drink tea, smoke profusely, and hang around doing nothing for half an hour, please.
There we are. You don't have to be grumpy about it, you know. Smiling doesn't hurt.
Have you got a polite response rail card, Sonny?
No. How much are they?
£3.50. Right. There you go, sir. Me and the lads hope you have a pleasant journey and an enjoyable day. Oh, just before you go, here's a photograph of my wife and children. There you see, that was last summer at Crickia's Castle.
Boom shillali lali, boom shillali lali, boom shillali lali, boom shillali lali. Don't know much about harmony.
And now, in colour, an expose of the timeshare scam. Our reporter, Tom Johnson, went to the headquarters of Sunny Hours Timeshare Limited. Time, 11:20 a.m.
Mr. Arnold! Mr. Arnold! Tom Johnson of the BBC here. There are a lot of people very unhappy about your timeshare company, Mr. Arnold. Will you let us in, please, Mr. Arnold, so you can answer a few questions?
Come in. No camera.
Right, thank you.
I'm going in now.
Time, 11:50 a.m.
Right, so I signed there. Thanks very much. I get it in the third week in February, and every Thursday...
A sizzling European Cup final here at the Danske Stadium. AC Milan 2, Norwich 2 after extra time. It'll have to go into penalties.
Well, the ref could go for sudden death penalty still, yeah. Or... No, I thought not. This referee's done this before. It looks like he's going to decide it's on a talent contest.
Yeah, interesting move that, Ron. Norwich, of course, with Bowen at number 3, who does that remarkably good Frank Spencer impression.
Yes, Milan are really going to have to pitch hard if they're standing on each other's shoulders singing songs from the Italian production of Cats is going to stand any chance here this afternoon.
Yeah, mind you, there is a bit of a weak link at number 6. Townsend only has the old Stanley Holloway monologue, Albert and the Lion, which caused so much trouble for Norwich against Red Star Belgrade last season.
But no, the captain's put out Mortensen first, a virtual newcomer to the side.
Yeah, that's right, Phil. If I remember in training last week, he only had the haiku he wrote in fourth year English.
Autumn, like a patchwork quilt.
And that's it. It's all over. AC Milan take the European Cup by 2 goals and a Duff simile.
As this crowd go home tonight, they'll be asking themselves, why didn't he do the one about the grasshopper?
And now in colour, it's time for Great Myths of Cornwall. Number 1.
Cornwall is an important or interesting place.
That was a Cornish pastiche.
Right, so let's see. Here we are, taking the audience out on a nice day to Margate. Via Birmingham, York, Cardiff...
Yeah, it's just the Round Britain Rovers worked out cheaper, that's all.
We come 400 miles in the wrong direction.
Right. Are you lot playing then, or what?
What do you mean playing?
I've organised a football match. It's 130 a side down the central aisle.
Tim, don't be stupid.
Oh, sorry, folks. Game's off.
Tickets! Get your tickets on the deck now!
Quick, Will, show him your polite response rail card.
Tickets! You! Ticket!
There you go.
Give it here.
And my rail card.
Oh, how nice to see you again, Mr. Van. Would you like to stroke my hamster? His name's Arthur. Watch, he does this little trick.
Oh, hello, Bill. Didn't know you started doing backing vocals again.
Is it all right to talk?
Oh, yeah. The recording engineer's a mate. He doesn't turn the mic up till the very last minute. Minute, you've been out of the game for a bit, haven't you?
Well, I have, Pete. I got really down. And you know that in this game, if you're down, you lose the inspiration to put that bit of creative spark in the job.
Yeah.
La 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 la, la 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 la.
What was the trouble, then?
Linda.
Your wife?
Left me, didn't she? Took the house and the cat and the car. And I love you more than words can ever say.
You're kidding.
Ah, skinny two-faced cow. Love is stronger every day.
Who was it?
Nigel.
The guitarist?
Yeah. La 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 la, 3 years. La 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 la. Bastard. Love will never fade away. And I know. Then I got that lip disease. And I know. It makes me all crusty, you know.
It'll never fade away.
Caught it off a microphone, actually.
And I know.
Really?
And I know.
You're not still got it, have you?
No.
Oh, thank God for that.
But one thing I do have to tell you, Peter, mate.
I love you with a passion deep inside.
I hit your car.
Again, you blind.
Like a horseman on the wind.
La la la.
Oh, really?
Yes.
La la la.
Right.
And I'll never.
Goodbye.
Never, never.
With the lyrics.
Never. I'm never going to let you down or let.
What's the last word?
You.
I'm a dillo.
Fade.
Sure.
And now in colour, our obedience training programme for Rottweiler owners. One arm in his dog.
And welcome to the Architect's improvisation game, Whose Pencil Line Is It Anyway? With me are three famous architects ready to improvise. They are Richard Rogers, Norman Foster, and John Scott. Okay, can I have an architectural style from the audience, please? Just shout them out.
Neoclassical, Romanesque,
Renaissance,
modern,
vernacular. Right, okay, I've got neoclassical and...
Late Gothic,
good. And could you give me a location?
Milton Keynes.
Milton Keynes is fine. Okay, So, that's a neoclassical building in Milton Keynes. Let's see what you can come up with. Right, they're all scribbling away at their drawing boards. Bill Rogers looks like he's doing a shopping centre. So for the moment, we'll leave them to it.
6 months later.
Well, here I am on site in Milton Keynes, and Bill Rogers has indeed designed a neoclassical shopping centre. It's about halfway to completion, and Bill, I'm going to press the buzzer and ask you to carry on your shopping centre in the style of late Gothic.
There's a brand new range of designer body care products from Melon. Be ahead of the crowd. Why not try Ascot Hairspray? Because when you wear Ascot by Melon, strange things can happen.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me.
Yes?
I rather fancy Desert Orchid in the 3 o'clock at Chepstow.
Ah, thank you.
When you wear Ascot from Melon, people can't help giving you racing tips.
Oh, well, that's a start. We're actually moving somewhere at last.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now approaching Birmingham New. We are now passing through Birmingham. That was Birmingham New Street, ladies and gentlemen.
The train does seem to be going a bit fast. Where did Tim end up?
Yeah, thanks for letting me have a go at driving the train for a bit.
It's all right, partner. It's a lonely job driving this old iron horse across the Nevada desert. Woo-hoo! Holy moly! Look out, Indians! Get down!
What are you doing?
Sorry, just practicing for the Santa Fe experience. It's for when we're privatised. Competition's going to be tough, so me and the lads are setting up theme trains.
Oh, what happens?
Well, each journey's got a different theme. London to Glasgow is the Santa Fe experience, with Indian attacks, people running up and down the roof, all that. And then London to Bristol is the Orange Express, so one lucky passenger gets murdered and dumped at Didcot. And the last one is the London to Aberdeen Tay Bridge disaster special. It's a bit of a one-off, that one.
Melon designer body care products. Be ahead of the crowd. Why not try Melon's Carpenter's Aftershave? Because when you wear Melon, strange things can happen.
Excuse me, sir. Wait a minute.
Yes?
Wait a minute, Mr. Postman. Mr. Postman, it's yesterday once more.
So when a man you've never met before comes up to you in the street and starts singing old Carpenter's hits, you can thank Carpenter's Aftershave by Melon.
And now, in colour, something rather exciting. We're now going live to the British four-man bobsleigh team with our new in-bob microphone. I think that they're about to start. Ready, lads. This is the big one. This is it. Ready, then. And go!
Push! In!
Concentrate!
Yes! It's a bit boring in the back. Can I go in the front?
No, you can't! You've got to do the brakes!
But they're broken!
What?
Nah, just kidding. Fred?
What?
How far is it?
I don't know.
I feel sick. Can I put a tape on?
No, it's quite Botticelli. Shut up!
Oh, look at the view! Can we stop for a photo?
No, we damn well can't, and shut up, all of you!
Right, well, stop the bob. I'm getting out. I said I was only going to do this so long as we're pals.
Then
we're nearly there, mate!
Right, well done, lads. We were just 0.04 of a second slower than that kid who came down on the back of his coat.
When you're weary, when you're feeling small, when you feel your dreams are still far down the line, remember oak trees tall and grand will grow from where you stand, and we've all been acorns. moons in our time. So when you think you'll never make it, just remember Bob Hoskins used to be in On the Move, and Lisa Goddard was in Skippy the Bush Kangaroo. John Nettles, who plays Bergerac, was Sandra's boyfriend in The Live of Birds. And if Trevor Eve hadn't once been Eddie Shoestring, he would now be the bloke who used to be Eddie Shoestring. In this life we can't get to be Boone without being in all the Children's Film Foundation films. And if anyone calls you a dead-ender, just say, Brookside, EastEnders, Frank Butcher, the old Vic landlord, used to be in Run Around. In life, we do strange things just to get where we want to be the most. Like Alf Roberts' wife in Coronation Street, who I'm damn sure used to be in Rent to Ghost. Bob Hoskins used to be in On the Move, and Oliver North was the bloke on the Basil Brush Show. Oh no, that was Roy Knorr.
Right. Well, I spy with my little eye something beginning with...
Tim, I've told you, it's no use trying to play I Spy when the train stopped in a tunnel.
This is Vic, your guard, the train approaching us. Now, is the intercity to Edinburgh travelling at 127 miles an hour? No, just my little joke, madam. We regret this delay of being stopped in the Wakefield Tunnel under the Pennines. This is due to the driver fearing a combined attack by the Sioux and Apache tribes.
I don't believe it. £237 for this. How's the agoraphobia, Firthy?
Oh, you really are such a big weight, Firthy.
It's all right for you. You've got your fag and your cup of tea and your Stephen King novel. That's it, isn't it? That's your whole little world.
Oh, don't get worked out.
The motto of the House of Rutger. I came, I saw, but I didn't conquer because there was something good on the telly.
Yeah. It's just I thought you Northerners were used to living inside caves.
Yeah, Mike, you really have got to get these southern prejudices out of your head. Northerners do not all live in caves.
Yeah, come on, then, come on.
The tribal leaders often have log cabins. Right, come on, let's play some good old car journey games. How about football names? You have to pick a footballer's name and then try and make as many different words out of it as you can in 2 minutes. OK, Will, pick a footballer for me. Any footballer. Pele.
It's incredible. This is what trench warfare was like.
I know, darkness. Sense of hopelessness and despair.
No, this book I'm reading called What Trench Warfare Was Like.
Books? I didn't know you bought books to read. Here, Mikey, what have you got?
Don't break the spines.
Stephen King. What Trench Warfare Was Like by Stephen Kong.
I bought that by mistake. Yeah.
Hey, how are you doing? So far I've got Peel, Elep, Plea and Apple.
Hold on. What's this? The Penguin Book of Names?
It's not mine.
You're not fed up with Mike, are you?
No.
Such a distinctive name. Really stands out from the crowd.
Oh, don't start this again.
No, you're right, sorry. Lots of important people call Mike. Mike from the garage, Mike from the gas board, Mike who answers the phone at Pizza Hut.
Here, let's see what all our names mean, then. Give. Hey, are we allowed foreign words? I've got Le P with an apostrophe. Here it is. Michael. Child of sunshine and happiness. What's your first name, Percy?
Tim.
Snap. Oh, are we playing that now?
No.
Tim. Beloved friend.
Yes? What?
No, just go away. That's child of sunshine and happiness. Beloved friend.
And William means helmet.
And now in colour, it's time for Writer's Workshop.
This week, I'm continuing our look at the creative process and focusing on the work of the novelist Brian Hamlin.
Let's see, 200 pages at 250 words per page. That's 50,000 words. OK, let's say I'll use the 3,500 times and 3,750 times, but 1,500 times...
Many modern-day writers plan their books in terms of plot and character development. Brian Hamlin, however, plans the precise number of times that he will use each word that he knows.
Sandstone once, refrigerator 157 times, trembling 15, spliced 7, and avocado pear once. Good, right. The refrigerator hummed cheekily on the... Oh, no, wait a minute, this is a horror novel. Hummed... Eerily, that's good. Now, how many of those have I got? Two? Damn! Two eerilies and 157 refrigerators. Right.
Mr. Hamlin allowed us to record him earlier this year, writing the novel he publishes this week, The Spine-Chilling Avocado Pear Mystery.
Now, I've got a lot of domestic appliances and only seven pasts. So, how about she stared past the following objects... Refrigerator, cooker, toaster, vacuum cleaner, blender, electric carving knife, and another larger refrigerator.
So far, critical reaction has focused on the controversial final passage of the novel, with which I'll leave you tonight, and which many readers have found complex and disturbing. Not another refrigerator, whispered Roger satirically. He sat loudly and uncomfortably on a sandstone rocking refrigerator, which buzzed, flamed, squealed, corkscrewed. The man picks a crossbow and shoebox haltingly from the swollen floor and died. Open brackets, banana, close brackets. Cheese. Hiccup. Golf. Marzipan.
This week sees the release of the new Pirelli Glamour Calendar, the photographs of which were taken by Lord Madeley, who first came to prominence with his study of Princess Diana and camera strap. He then hit the artistic headlines again with his Prince Charles a bit fuzzy portrait. And then, after his rather bleak lens cap on period, and no film canon, he has branched out into the world of glamour photography. Lord Madeley, why is it that for each month of the year you've taken a picture of a garden shed?
I got the wrong film back from the chemist!
Melon designer body care products. Be ahead of the crowds. Why not try Melon's Foreign Office stick deodorant? Because strange things can happen with Melon.
Sir, excuse me, sir.
Yes?
Well, I know you aren't actually a member of the Foreign Office per se, but I wonder if you could sign these papers which authorise certain statute bills in association with Section 34 of the British Sovereignty Act as regards Gibraltar.
Thank you, certainly, yes. I'm happy to.
Wear Foreign Office stick deodorant from Milan and become a party to important Foreign Office ministerial decisions.
This is Vicky O'Gard. We are sorry for the delay to the Margate train caused by this slight diversion via Penzance. This is due to the driver having to drop something off at his parents' house. In the meantime, British Rail are proud to announce the launch of their in-train entertainment service. For first-class passengers, the critically acclaimed Irish poet Seamus Heaney will be passing down the carriage, reading extracts from his latest collection, The Hall Lantern, and then giving a short workshop. Meanwhile, for the standard class passengers... I say, well, here's a funny thing. Frank in the buffet car. What's that then, Vic? This girl came up to me today. I said, where are you going, love? And she said, Reading. And I said, not on a Friday with that ticket, you're not. Well, I enjoyed it.
There is a commodity in Britain which many of us take for granted. Much of the time, some of it is invisible because it is placed in large yellow plastic boxes. But come snow or ice, we sometimes need British grit. You can drive on it. You can walk on it. You can run on it at a variety of speeds. You can hop on it. You can probably get the idea by now. It's pretty good anyhow. And on September the 25th, you will be able to buy shares in it. Why not become a grit owner? British grit, keeping Britain grit.
Margate, this is Margate. Would passengers alighting at Margate please remember to leave the train here?
Here we are at last, Margate. Oh, breathe that air. It's different from last time I came. It's cleaner. It's fresher.
It's darker. Mind you, I have only been here the day before.
Yeah, where exactly is the sea, then? It's rather too dark. What do you mean, where is it? It's there. It's right in front of us.
Hey, tell you what. Let's have a stone-skimming competition. See how many times we can get it to bounce. Okay? Ready? Count the splashes. Two, three. Listen.
Yes, well done, chaps.
Maybe it's a bit to the left, then.
Oh, well, never mind. Come on, let's play volleyball instead. It's us versus the audience. Toss the sides. Ready? Audience to call.
Where are the audience?
Right, so that's 237 single halves from Margate to back home again. How old are you?
We regret to inform passengers awaiting the 2230 train to back home again. This train is cancelled due to the driver having been seriously injured after a stone was thrown through his living room window. Passengers carrying light response rail cards are advised to make alternative arrangements. Passengers without light response rail cards can get started.
And Now in Colour was written and performed by Tim Burke, Tim DeYoung, Michael Rutger and William Van Dyke. The producer was Lisa Evans. And now in colour, the news for suspicious people, which might be read by me, Ian MacDonald. Who wants to know? The pound fell again today. Or was it pushed? The Chancellor of the Exchequer, whose eyes are quite close together, commented, No, it fell in value, as against other currencies. But then he would... wouldn't he? Well, what it's worth, the weather forecast will be next, but I should say there is a tape of this bulletin with my solicitors in case anything mysterious should suddenly happen.